Hello, it's Matthew here, and I'm joined by Frances Pierce, who, having been beavering away in the office, is now putting on her reader's hat. Thank you, Frances, for stepping in to read at short notice.
That's fine, Matthew. We continue our news items, which include a new plaque to commemorate 50 years of a local charity, should the city's house building boom include the construction of more council homes, and parents' fury at air gun aimed over their garden as children played.
A Norwich homelessness charity has celebrated 50 years in the city with the unveiling of a commemorative plaque. Since it was founded in 1972, St Martin's, Norfolk's largest homeless charity, has helped more than 25,000 people who were sleeping rough, homeless or vulnerably housed. The plaque was unveiled by the Very Reverend Jane Hedges at a garage in Cathedral Close, where the charity first began. The Very Reverend Alan Webster, Dean of Norwich Cathedral, made his garage available for people who were sleeping rough in the 1970s. His wife, Margaret Webster, attended to the plaque unveiling and spoke about her memories of Eddie and the very first person to sleep there. Chief Executive Dr. Jan Sheldon said the 50th anniversary evokes feelings of both pride and sadness. Pride that the organisation is able to provide such a comprehensive range of specialist services, but sadness that they are still needed in 2022.
The imminent end of free COVID testing means it is difficult to predict how Norfolk's current soaring case rates will develop, the county's Director of Public Health has said. Louise Smith from Norfolk County Council said the change from April the 1st would make the virus more difficult to monitor and contain. It comes at a time when the county is currently seeing around 1,000 new cases every day, with COVID now at similar levels of prevalence last seen in February. She said, "It is very difficult to predict what will happen next with recorded COVID-19 cases over the next few days, especially because people are changing how they engage with testing. We anticipate a higher proportion of cases will be undetected and not visible in reporting. From the beginning of next month, people will have to pay if they want to check their COVID status, while free kits are already increasingly difficult to order. Experts believe this will result in people being more reluctant to take tests, possibly leading to more of them unwittingly spreading the virus."
Alarmed neighbours in a Norwich suburb watched as a sinkhole in their road grew by the hour, swallowing concrete to reveal a 10-foot crater. The hole appeared in Whistlefish Court off Dereham Road, initially merely as a crack and some slumped road surfacing. But later on, the width of one of the lanes in the street had collapsed entirely, with a stream of water from a burst pipe spewing out. Anglian Water said, "We've identified a burst water main in the area and we're working hard to get it fixed. Some customers in Whistlefish Court may have very low water pressure or no water at all."
With the cost of living soaring to eye-watering levels, increasing calls for more council homes to be built across the city are being raised. Families in Norwich are having to agonise over day-to-day matters, such as whether to turn the heating on or put a hot meal on the table. Now both Labour and Conservative councillors serving the city have called for more to be done to help more people move into affordable accommodation. County Councillor Emma Corlett, Labour, who represents the Town Close division, said, "Housing is always a priority for the Labour-run City Council, and they are building them to a high environmental standard. But they need more money from central government to be able to do more." She raised the issue of receipts from right-to-buy sales, especially those in the hands of private landlords, who may be charging double the council rent. County Councillor Ian Mackey, Conservative, who represents Thorpe St Andrew, added, "I would welcome more council homes being built in Norwich. With so many people on a waiting list and private rental or buying is becoming out of reach for some. The numbers of homes being built have been relatively low compared to demand, and the City Council could and should do more. The City Council has said it is ploughing ahead with plans for more social housing."
Dame Margaret Beckett, the first woman to serve as Foreign Secretary, has announced that she will retire after 40 years of being an MP. The MP, who's 79, went to Notre Dame High School for Girls in Norwich, and she's revealed her intention to retire at the next election. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer hailed Dame Margaret, who was also the first woman to lead the Labour Party, as a trailblazer after she said she plans to stand down from the Derby South constituency. He said, as the UK's first female Foreign Secretary and Labour's first female leader, she is a trailblazer. Margaret, I thank you for everything you've given and achieved. First elected in Lincoln in 1974, she served as acting leader of the Labour Party in 1994, after the sudden death of John Smith. That same year, she ran for election to lead the party full-time, but lost to Tony Blair. Deputy Labour leader Andrea Rayner said, "What a woman and what an inspiration Margaret is to us all."
Horrified parents have turned to the police after a pigeon shot by an air gun dropped dead just metres away from where their children played. Michelle Davison, 32, of Old Catton, is scared that if a stray pellet had hit one of her children, they could have been seriously injured. Mrs. Davison said, "I do not know where the pellet came from or from which angle. The kids were playing at the time, so I am alarmed thinking about what could happen if the person had had a bad shot. My husband Sam was stood under the tree as the pigeon dropped. He did not hear anything, but all of a sudden it landed next to him." And Mrs. Davison is not the only homeowner in the area who has reported an air rifle being used in both the Church Street and Blacksmith's Way areas. The British Association for Shooting and Conservation website states that there are no restrictions on buying an air rifle and ammunition for those aged 18 or over. Norfolk Police has been contacted for comment.